Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. We have a couple of issues facing our county as we speak. Yesterday, we prayed about the deployment of the troops from our county's 29 Palms Marine Base and the activity occurring at the Adelanto Ice Processing Center. Today, we have a fire that erupted and grew quickly in the Apple Valley and Hesperia area, causing some mandatory evacuations. It is called the Ranch Fire, and at the time of the writing of this prayer cry, it was 10% contained, 4,205 acres, located between Bowen Ranch Road and Coxie Truck Trail south of Apple Valley. The notice of immediate threat to life has been posted at the CAL FIRE website. It says it's a lawful order to leave now. The area is lawfully closed to public access for residents near Milpas Drive to High Road south of Highway 18. So, Father, we lift up the residents in the evacuation zone that they would comply, that they would take their animals and go to the evacuation shelters that are now open, and that they would be safe and that their people would be able to get there in time. We pray for a perfect containment of this fire. We pray for them to be able to create a perimeter so it will not grow. We pray for the following involved agencies: CAL FIRE San Bernardino, Inyo Bano Unit, Apple Valley Fire Protection District, the Bureau of Land Management, and the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. We pray for them to be collaborating, cooperating together, for divine wisdom, for protection, for the weather to be favorable, for this to be stopped, and for it not to spread. And we also pray that they're able to identify the cause in this fire. We also lift up the California National Guard that were called to assist in the LA protests. We have a base in Barstow called Fort Irwin, which is used to train the California National Guard in our area. It's also home to training Army personnel. And we also have the Edwards Air Force Base that's so large, parts of it overlaps three counties. Our military has been on heightened alert due to terrorist threats and instability in several global territories, including right now the Middle East, which has been posted recently on the news. So, Father, we lift up the families, especially those that are left behind when the soldiers are deployed or when they are in practices and training that take longer than one day or night or a week. We pray for that their families would stay gelled together, that they would have support. They'd be able to have groups that they can meet with. We pray for their safety, protection, salvation. Chaplains would minister the gospel and comfort both the families and the soldiers. We pray for divine intervention as they are practicing and as they are in the fields. We pray for that there would be no friendly fire, that people would be clear communication, they'd be able to complete their missions without any issue, that they would have divine wisdom for those in charge, including those in political offices that are part of the decision-making of when they are deployed and to where and for how long and for the monies that are required to deploy them and to take care of them and to arm them. We pray that people would pray for the soldiers as they see their faces on banners throughout our communities. May they come to know the soldiers, that we support them and the families and care for them through our prayers, that we honor their service for our safety and for our lives and for us to be able to have a free society. We also pray that they are able to work through the return of from their deployments and their missions to civilian life without having PTSD. We also lift up the veterans, that they would learn how to manage life as a civilian. So, Father, we just thank you and lift them all up. Watch over them. May we be in constant intercession for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.